Have you ever wondered what makes fake medium? What are the warning signs, red flags, green flags I should be looking out for? And can anyone be a medium? All this and more answered on today's episode of Dirty Talk. Witches, welcome. Welcome to Dirty Talk, the show where we cover all things spiritual, sexy, and spooky. I'm your host, the Dick Witch. I was a soon-to-be psychologist turned psychic medium, and I've dedicated the past, 3 years of my life just to studying all things parapsychology, and I'm here today to share all my knowledge with you. Let's get into it. We start today's collective reading off with the Star card, which could not be more fitting, especially for this audience. All of y'all are seriously stars in the sky. You are meant to shine, be shown off, worn like a little diamond on somebody's arm, and everything. You guys are beautiful, glamorous, gorgeous stars. And seriously, you are meant to get noticed. They kept all the rest of the cards as a surprise for me today, so let's start to flip them around. Ooh. Transformation and change, and we also have cold and detached. So I'm definitely seeing that you guys are changing into this new version of yourself that just gives little to no fucks, okay? And we love this. We love this for y'all, seriously, because I feel like you guys are finally in this era for yourself where you are taking more for yourself than, yeah. Because you've already given back a lot to the world, right? That's what I'm getting, is that you guys have literally already given back so much of yourself to the world. So it's about damn time that you get a lot in return. And the universe is ready to give it to you. You just have to start manifesting things. And by this, I don't mean manifest it and it'll come true. Literally start visualizing yourself in those spaces, in those places, with those people, doing those things, okay? The things that you have dreamed about doing for so long. Start picturing yourself talking to and engaging with whoever in the world you want to. The best time of the day to do this is actually right before you go to bed or right when you wake up. But if you do it throughout the day too, it doesn't really matter. All that matters is that you are doing it and you are thinking about your life ahead. Obviously, we love vision boards over here. I love Pinterest vision boards because you can pin so many things on there. And Pinterest it's like a more aesthetic version of Google. That's basically what I like to think of it as. So I'm absolutely obsessed with it. And I don't know, I feel especially 2024 for me has been crazy for manifesting. Literally, I'm already 3/4 of the way done with my vision board, which is so crazy to say. Oh my God. And it's literally we're a quarter into the year so far. We're basically in the second quarter. And yeah, so I'm way ahead of my vision board. I basically have to start adding even more to my Pinterest one. So that way, I could kind of keep up with how fast I was manifesting. And I'm seeing 333 again. I was also seeing a lot of 444 today too. So just alignment. You guys are definitely on the right path, right time. You're seeing all the right people. Also threes. Threes talk about good things like travel, getting out into the world more, meeting new people, networking. I always, always, always encourage y'all to get out there. You guys are hot, okay? Quit hiding yourself in a closet. I don't know why I said that. Maybe you guys could be closeted, but stop. Literally let yourself shine. You're meant to shine. You're meant to be a diamond in the sky. Okay, Rihanna, but literally, let's keep going here with our cards. Femininity, softness, delicate, passionate love, and prepare, readiness, awareness. Okay. And I feel like all of this is coming together so perfectly, isn't it? You guys are meant to be thinking about this stuff already, because spirit guides are get ready because it's coming. And the more that you see it happening for yourself, the less anxious that you'll be and the less imposter syndrome that you'll be when you actually get to that spot. You know, you might still have a little bit of it, obviously, it's only natural. But for the most part, I feel like you guys are really stepping into this incredible chapter for yourself. And it's time to be prepared for it. Okay, baddies, you gotta prepare for it. Get your hair did, get your nails done. Literally dress yourself up, get ready for that. Yes, okay. But I feel like a lot of us already basically have like our fashion in check at this point. Like we're like, we know what we're doing. We know we look good. You know, the hair's done. The nails are done. The makeup's good. Everything. Perfume is on. I rave about perfume anyways. But we already are in the space, right? Physically. Now it's time to get to the space mentally. Because the more and the faster that you can get to that space mentally, yes, the more likely that you are going to get there. And this brings me to a Mac Miller quote. And I actually tried to think of this quote, but I could not find it for the life of me. This time I screenshotted it because I was like, you are not leaving my mind ever again. But this, it's like a very, very simplistic line, but it is so telling, you guys. Like, it is so telling. It is, soon as I learned that the more you do, the less you wait. Okay, and this is from, I believe it's Rush Hour, yeah, by Mac Miller. So he's saying, and I love that it's called Rush Hour too, because it's like, it's time to rush right now. It's time to get going. It's time to get on your feet and go, because the faster that you do it, the faster that the results are going to come in for you. And the slower that you do it, the slower that you're going to, and the longer that you're going to have to wait for the results to get in and happen and work for you. So the faster that you get going, the faster that things work for you and get going for you. And it's better to be prepared than it is to not be prepared and go into situations blind than it is to like kind of think about it and get, you know, our workouts done, get our bodies ready and active and going and moving, so that way we're just kind of like used to it and we're used to moving fast. Okay. There's also femininity and softness, passionate love. I feel like you guys are really falling in love with life again. Life is starting to lighten up. It's starting to blossom. And you guys are really literally stepping into your star era, that stardom era. It's absolutely beautiful. You're embracing more of your feminine side, more of that softness of yourself and those delicate pleasures of life. Some of the more simplistic things that just make you happy, those little sparkles of the world, right? We also have play. Ooh, this is so fun. Have fun, celebrate. Don't be so serious. And that's a great way to sort of uplift your vibe and get you more into the mindset of manifesting. Because if you think about it, who is better at imagining things and creating things than children? And they have such incredible imaginations and scenarios in their minds, and they play. So it's your turn to channel your inner child, that whatever's going to make your soul the happiest on the entire planet Earth, whatever is going to make your soul feel more lighthearted and less serious. You don't have to be so serious all the time. Not every single step that we take, every single, you know, action that we make is going to drastically affect our future. So it's better just to kind of like have fun with life, because it's not going to drastically change our future. You know, like some things will only change it just a tiny bit, or maybe not even at all, because if we just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, it's just going to keep leading to the same results. So it's better to get out there and have fun. And I always say this, but you never know who you might meet or who you might, you know, bump into. Well, having a very fun night and not being so serious and just kind of out and playing. And I love this, because this girl is like sitting in a champagne glass, like on this card, and there's just like this light glowing all around her. It looks like there's rugs at the beach. Like, she's just chilling out. She's like having a fun beach day, but she's living her life to the fullest. And yeah, maybe that means sitting on the beach with a cocktail in your hand. That could be something that's like playful and kind of fun for some of you. Or that could be going out to like a nice fancy bar and treating yourself, or bar hopping, going like a little bit, you know, bootlegging it a little bit, as I like to say, and bar hopping around to different places. You could also do that too, and just have fun with life. It doesn't always have to have cocktails involved either, but in a lot of my scenarios it does. So that's why it's just fresh on my mind all the time. But yeah, let's look at some of these other little cards here. You are so loved by so many people. Yes. Remember, whenever you're really wanting to feel like a star, just think about all the people that love you. I'm sure you can't even count it on the back of your hand. And if you say, yes, I can, then you're probably not counting them correctly, or you maybe are missing a ton of people that have affected your lives that still think about you. Because I hate to tell you, but that is love. If they still think about you, even in the slightest bit, there's a little bit of love there. So I definitely feel like you are so loved by so many people. Like, there's so many people around you that just feel your love and that know. I mean, I feel like a lot of you guys just have so many people that adore you. I just heard a lot of people that stalk you too. Like, a lot of people that love to watch your little Instagram pages and everything. And yes, best hugger, warm, welcoming teddy bear. So I definitely feel like you guys are just so welcoming to everybody's energy here. And that's why, again, we were kind of talking about like the cold, detached sort of vibe, because I definitely get the vibe that you guys are like trying to become a little bit less, you know, warm and welcoming just to everybody. Like, I feel like you guys are definitely closing off your circle, but that doesn't mean like you can't be nice and you can't still hang out with other people. Like, the people that you just hold closest to your heart are the people that you hold closest to your heart and that you're kind of like, you know, closer to. And yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, let's also see here. Full of life, handling with grace. Yes, exactly. We also got hero, icon, legend vibes, immortalized, which I love talking about that. Like, I definitely feel like you guys are starting to immortalize yourself. And like, I'm hearing like, make the heritage like something to be proud of. Like, you will be talked about for generations to come. Seriously. Like, you are going to be talked about for generations to come. Think about that, okay? And claim it. Honestly, if you want to, I'm going to be talked about for generations to come. I'm immortalized. I am immortalized. I'm a hero. I'm an icon. I'm a legend. I'm a vibe. Everybody wants to be me. Okay, anyways, you guys are so full of life though. Seriously, you handle everything with grace and with purpose. Nothing you do is unintentional. And I think that that's just so beautiful and that's so fitting. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of opportunities that come in here for you. And that's why it's especially important to close your circle. Because especially when you guys are like popping off in this lifetime, right? Like, there's going to be a lot of people that basically want to come back and want to impress you or show you, you know, things that they never showed you before because blah, 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 yada, yada, whatever. There's going to be a lot of people that will just want to come back. And I don't know, like, at this point, you guys are so above and beyond. Like, it's just, I don't know. And that's not even like in a bad way, like not to say like, oh, you're so above them, you know, but like not everybody is meant to follow you on your path. And especially the people that like don't really care about you when you're not doing well, right? Like, especially not those people, like those people that just don't care about you when you're not doing well, but only care about you like really when you're up. Right. So that's why. And again, we have the loyal ride or die energy here as our last card. And I feel like that's so fitting because you're really looking for people that are going to be loyal to you forever, who aren't just going to be like giving you bad advice, even when, or like giving you advice, even when they know it's like bad for you, you know, or like, even if it's subconsciously, like even if people don't even realize that they're doing that, people still do that. And I feel like I'd much rather you guys have like a closed off circle where you really just trust everybody and you love everybody there, than just being so open to everybody all the time. Because it's hard to also level up when we're surrounded by people that might not be the best for us. So yeah, but I feel like overall, you guys are really, really, really moving into this amazing, iconic era for yourself. So close off that circle, really get moving, and start manifesting more for yourself. Have fun. Visualize, visualize, visualize anything. Anything that you want to happen to yourself can happen for you. If you want to freaking build yourself a princess castle in the future and live in it, do it. Do it. Just visualize it, okay? And then start doing the research, start doing the work, figuring out, okay, what are the next steps? How can I get there in the future? How much money would I have to have? You know, what sort of materials would I want to build it out of? What would I want to fill my little princess castle with? You know, like all of those little teeny tiny things, like just start thinking about our prince castle, sorry, should not gender anything. You know what I'm saying though? Like just beautiful, beautiful space for ourselves. Start visualizing it, start putting in the work. And you never know. I think it'll come a lot faster than you even realize it. All right, let's get into the topic for today, though. Yes, I'm saying it. There is a such thing as fake mediums. Yes, fake psychics too. All of them exist, and I'm here calling it out because I'm sick and tired of people out there getting scammed out of their money, getting, you know, taken advantage of, getting put onto the wrong path, all because they come across the wrong person that claims that they can change their life. Well, you heard it here, folks. I'm fucking tired of it. I'm so tired of telling people that I'm a psychic and getting the, oh, okay, here we go, kind of look and kind of vibe from them. Okay. I'm so tired of it because we're legit. There is actually science, and we're going to talk about it today, that is starting to come out about psychics and mediums that is proving that what we're doing channels something different and something unique that people are just not used to, especially when it comes to science and other things like that. So that's why I really just wanted to talk about it today, because I am so passionate about this topic, y'all. Like, I'm so passionate. I'm so, again, sick and tired of people just getting scammed, basically, like, out of their money. And I'm also sick and tired of people, like, that think that they're like psychic, honestly. And that might be mean, but it has to happen. It has to happen, because it's not that they aren't necessarily psychic. It's just that a lot of it is like ego driven. Like, they're very driven by ego. Like, they want the fame, or they want the money, or they want the recognition of being a psychic without actually like doing any of the work, or without like figuring out what a psychic even actually is, because it's something crazy. It's something insane. And for a lot of us, we're just going to get right into it today. But for a lot of us, it is something that has happened to us since we were children. And that's kind of the same thing for like a lot of people that end up in the career that they're supposed to be in. There's a lot of synchronicity with like the things that they used to do as a child. Like, if you think about like a pianist, that is honestly the worst word. Can we start with that? Pianist? Whoever came up with that, fuck you. I'm kidding. Okay. Anyways, but imagine you're like a pianist and you're growing up, you're playing the piano, and then you get to be older and it's like you become a prodigy, right? Because you've been practicing since you were younger, maybe like playing around with it, dilly-dallying, and then like all of a sudden your parents were like, oh my God, this child's actually a prodigy. And then all of a sudden, like, you go on to performing at like big orchestra places. I don't even know. I can't even name one. That's kind of sad. But you know what I'm saying? It's like you can kind of see that from when they were a child. The same thing with like people, like children who are really, really, really good at math usually end up in like the sciences kind of fields, you know, or vice versa. Children who are really, really good at art usually end up in the art fields. And, you know, like all of this can kind of be seen from when you're a child, when you're a kid. You know, I like to even think of psychologists, like a lot of children who grow up giving advice and being the shoulder to cry on and being the consoler actually end up becoming the psychologists and the psychiatrists and the therapists of the world. And I just think it's so inspiring. But when thinking about mediums and psychics, there is a correlation between childhood noticing those kind of, you know, gifts, and then growing up sort of practicing them makes them a lot stronger. And then, you know, you kind of get into the career that way. That being said, there's also a correlation, and this one's just like a random one that I wanted to throw in there. But a lot of psychics as children go through some sort of head trauma. So that's really interesting too. And I will tell you, as we're on the topic, while I was a child, I did see, I've obviously encountered a lot of spirits in my life. I started to sleep with a sound machine and like a fan on and everything. And I always had to sleep with my light on too. That's another thing that's common between psychics, because we can't sleep in the dark. We see too many things. Yeah, like the first thing that I ever saw, and I put this together way later in my head, but I saw the man of my house, my childhood home, standing outside of my brother's doorway, And he basically tipped his hat at me and then he walked away. And I could tell that that was sort of like his way of like giving the house off to us. Obviously, I couldn't tell that when I was 4 years old. But now that I'm older and I'm grown up, I was like, oh, that kind of makes sense. He was kind of like handing the house off to us and he wasn't trying to scare me, just like observing, you know, just seeing who was living there. And so that was like one of my first experiences. Also, I have a mild concussion. I did hit my head. This was so random too. Like I ate food and then I got up and I immediately passed out. And then I hit my head on the corner of like these columns that we have in our house. I hit my head on it. And luckily it missed my eye, left the coolest scar on my eyebrow for my life. I love it so much. And I think it knocked some of the ability into me. I don't really know how exactly that works, but that is such a funny correlation. And then when I was reading that, I was like, that's so weird because that is me. I'm like, I've experienced a head trauma. And I've also been seeing things since I was younger and not seeing things, you know, but like seeing things. And that was like one of the only times that I'd ever seen like a full body sort of like presence like that. And it wasn't like, to describe it more in detail, it wasn't like I saw anybody's features. I just saw like their aura. I saw like an aura and I saw the outline of like a person. So that's how I could tell that he was wearing like a cowboy hat, you know, like a hat, and how he tipped it at me. I also found out later on that my house was one of the first houses in the area and all around us was farmland. And I found this out way later in life too. So all sort of crazy correlations, right? So that is one of the ways that like, can anybody be a medium? Yeah, yes, maybe, but most likely no. Okay, I'm just going to be flat out and honest. I don't think so. I don't think anybody can be a medium. It's a pretty challenging gift. And you have to be like in the right mindset. You have to be able to sort of like control your thoughts. So like I notice that whenever I have a lot of anxiety, it actually makes it like significantly harder for me to read for somebody because I can't get past, and I'm going to say this in very scientific terms, but I can't get past my frontal lobe, okay? Ooh, and we can get into the next topic then about scientifically what they see in mediums and psychics' brains that's different than normal people, right? So what they see is whenever mediums and psychics are giving a reading, they use something called EEG technology. And it's basically like, if you've ever seen somebody that's like got the wires kind of coming all out of their head, that is what EEG technology is. They basically wire up a psychic's brain. It kind of looks like just like a little swim cap, but it has a bunch of wires coming out of it. And yeah, so they put that on the psychic's head. And then they, what they'll usually do is they'll have somebody come in. They won't, you know, obviously it's got to be double blind study, I believe that's what it's called. The psychology and me, I need to like get that straight. But so neither of them know each other. The psychic doesn't know the person doesn't know the psychic. And the psychic doesn't get to know anything about the person except for their first name. Because usually that's all you need. Usually, like, I don't even need anything, to be honest with you. Like, I just need somebody like there. There and present. If you're present and you're there, I can give you a reading. Like, no big deal. If I got my cards, like just to give me a little bit of a boost or whatever, like sometimes I need that just as a confident boost. But you know, if I'm drinking, I can just go off, bro. Like I could just go off. Okay. But anyways, so they're sitting in front of each other and the psychic medium is basically giving the, what they call the sitter, the reading. And what they found is that it looks as though the psychic medium is actually sleeping, but they're awake and fully present. Like their brain goes into an unconscious part of themselves in order to listen more deeply and more closely to the other side, which makes a lot of sense because a lot of the time, like people talk about having visitations from loved ones who have crossed over in their dreams. And that's actually them. Yes. Hello. They will come to you in your dreams just to kind of say like, hey, and I'm doing okay. And I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I'm thinking of you. And yeah, and the dream is kind of like a nice place because we're at such peace that we can sort of tap into that more intuitive portion of our mind and they can reach us then. It's easier to reach us then. So when I was talking about, you know, having anxiety and that really, really affecting the frontal lobe, that is where the majority of like our like speech and our thought is kind of like happening. It's like all sort of in our frontal lobe. Like we have a lot of information coming at us that's being processed through there and, you know, talking and like everything like that, which I know that's sort of a different portion, but anyway, so that's like where a lot of our anxious thoughts, a lot of our just regular thoughts, sad thoughts, literally everything is just sort of accumulating there. So if you can't get past that point, it'll be very hard to be a medium. You have to basically learn how to get your thoughts to shut the fuck up. Because when you're thinking, how should I say this, spirit guides? Because when you're thinking, you're not really doing a medium reading, right? Like whenever I'm giving a reading, intuition like pops in my head, right? And then I use that, I hear that, and then I go off of that with my knowledge and with what I know about that. This is going to be like, I don't know if people are going to understand this at all. Unless if you've like had your intuition, this might really, really, really click in some people's brain cell. Like, especially for my intuitives out there that will be like, oh my God. So that's why it's so hard for me to give a reading. And so that's why blah, 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 blah. Because if when you're an empath, like you're definitely going to most likely have anxiety. And when you have anxiety or ADD or even depression, like anything like that can affect how your thoughts form or how you think about certain things that are coming into your mind. Yeah, or it can speed up the thoughts so then it's hard for anything to sort of get through to you. Yeah, if that makes sense to people. But anyways, that being said, there is a foundation which I am absolutely obsessed with. It's called the Forever Family Foundation. And they're basically dedicated to scientifically testing psychic mediums. So they have a very intense, intense process when it comes to who they let on their list. I believe they only have like 20 people. Like it's such a small list. And they've had like, I don't even know, probably at this point, like thousands of people that have tried to get certified through them, through the Forever Family Foundation. And they've failed because it's just so intense. And it's not even like some of the people are mediums, yes, but they're just not strong enough. You know, they just don't have like a strong enough connection or they haven't practiced enough to basically pass it. So like, if you think about it, it's basically like if you're applying for a law degree, right? You have to like take that huge law exam in order to get the degree and in order to go on practicing law. So that's kind of how I want you guys to think about mediumship. And I know it's kind of weird thinking about it that way, but just think about it. I really do believe that psychics and mediums should be clinically tested and clinically studied. Maybe not even like, you know, like huge studied or whatever, but like have to go through testing so that way they can become an official psychic or an official medium. Honest to God, I think that this should be our future, especially if we think about like keeping everything in the most like not even like scientific terms, which is so weird to say about like a psychic reading. But really, like if we want to start being considered legit for what we're doing, I think that we should start taking more drastic measures. And obviously, you know, because in the future, like I think people are going to be really, really shocked when they learn that like in the past, people just used to be mediums or used to be psychics, like without having to get a degree first or like something like that, you know, which sounds so wild and it sounds so off. But I can just totally see that for the future, especially with our growing technology and the way that we can actually start studying, even if it's minuscule, like with EEG technology, the afterlife, you know, just showing that like something is definitely going on in the brain. Something is definitely going on in the brain, you know, because like I said before, like it looks like a medium. It looks like a psychic is unconscious. It looks like we're sleeping when we give a reading, but you know, we're just talking. Like, it's like, we're just flowing. We're fully awake. We're conscious. It's just, we're accessing a different portion of our mind. And it's also been shown that psychic readings, and I'm going to get this flip-flopped, I don't know which side of the brain it is, but psychic readings and medium readings actually take place on different sides of the brain too. Oh my gosh. I don't even want to say anything, because I don't know for sure, but that's what I know, is that psychic readings like take place on one part of the brain, and then medium readings take place in another portion of the brain. Yes. Whew. And this brings me to talk about one of my favorite mediums. Oh my God, I love her. Laura Lynn Jackson, who is certified by the Forever Family Foundation, and who has gone through EEG technology, has gotten her brain literally read as she's giving a medium reading. She is known for her accuracy. And and this is interesting too, but while she was being EEG tested, she actually, in her mind's eye, she has a whiteboard. Like she is so organized. I don't know how in the world she does this, but she is so organized. And she's so organized, actually, that she could already tell which portion of the brain she was basically using, like without even realizing it, because she was like, well, whenever my psychic information comes in, it comes in on the left side, and so I know that that it's going to be a psychic reading then. But whenever my light dings on my right side, that's when I can tell that it's going to be a medium reading. And like, the psychologists were just absolutely blown away by this, because they're like, you literally have it down to a T. Like, the information processing is on like the right sides. Like, that's so crazy. Or like something like that. Like, the way that she said it was like perfect to how it correlated with her brain, which is just so crazy to think about. So for the Forever Family Foundation and getting certified, you have to go through a series of tests. It actually starts out with a phone call where you call them, and the sitter is on the other side, but the sitter literally does not get to say anything the whole time. And this is over the phone too. So you don't get to look at them. You do not get to see what they look like, you know, anything about them. All you get is their first name, and that's what you have to do. And I believe it's like, if you don't have like a 88% accuracy, like for yes statements, then you won't even be considered to move on to the next rounds. And yes, I said rounds, because they do rigorous testing over here. Like, I was even reading through their website, and literally the certification guidelines start off with, please do not apply if, and it goes on to say, we welcome your application if. So yeah, so you can tell that they take their process there very seriously. They even boldly state, the purpose of this program is to provide a resource to the bereaved, not to provide individual validation to a medium who is questioning whether or not their ability is real. So that's really cool too. And they really just want to do this, they say, to examine the ability of a specific medium to bring forth information without the use of fraudulent or deceptive means. So everything that they're doing is basically just trying to make sure that, you know, the person isn't fraudulent or deceptive. And again, like I stated before, like, this doesn't mean that, you know, everybody that applies to them and doesn't, you know, get approved and doesn't get certified isn't a medium. It just means that they're not strong enough in their abilities, or, you know, maybe they just had a bad application test. Yeah. So, oh, wow. Yeah. And prior to applying for certification, mediums must have been a member of the Forever Family Foundation for a minimum of 3 months while learning to understand the goals, the missions, and work of its volunteers. So that's really interesting too. Yeah. So overall, if you're looking to get certified, it's definitely a challenge, but I feel like it's so worth it, because once you're certified by the Forever Family Foundation, like, everybody knows that you're legit. Like, everybody knows that you're legit. Everybody knows that you're basically like, it's, how should I say this? They're saying it's like the Nobel Prize of like being a medium, because it kind of is, you know. It's like, it's saying that you are noble in what you do, and you're humble, and you're not doing it out of ego, but you're doing it genuinely to help people and to console people and make them feel better about themselves and their lives and, yeah, everything that they got going on. So, yes, okay. But about Laurel and Jackson, though, my favorite psychic medium, she wrote the incredible books, The Light Between Us and Signs. I love both of them. I highly recommend both of them to everybody. Literally, they read so well. She talks all about her mediumistic stories that she's had with people, her most accurate events and things that have really caused her to believe that she was a medium and other people to believe that she was a medium. And she actually walks you through her certification process with the Forever Family Foundation. And then in her book Signs, she talks more about how to connect with your loved ones who have crossed over through the use of signs and learn to communicate with them, even though they've crossed over, in a good and healthy and beautiful way. Like, not none of that Ouija board BS that actually, and I say this as somebody who owns a Ouija board. I own it because I know not necessarily how to use it, but I know not to use it. And I know that it is not the safest thing in the world. Also, fun fact about Ouija boards, but the majority of them have been created in Salem, Massachusetts. Isn't that interesting? Just a little fun fact there. And I actually, the second I learned this fun fact, this fun fact, I literally ran, I sprinted over to my Ouija board and I flipped it over, and yep, mine was made in Salem, Massachusetts. So that is a funny and weird fact about Ouija boards for you today. But anyways, back on to Laurel and Jackson. She has been certified by the Forever Family Foundation. She has been featured on like incredible shows, has those like New York Times best-selling books, literally everything. So we know that we trust her. And I've watched her perform readings, and seriously, she is incredible. Like, the most accurate reader I think I've ever witnessed with my two eyes. Like, it is so intense, the amount of information that she's able to pull through, and how she reads people is so scientific, and it's so cool that I'm obsessed with her and I love her. But she actually coined the term ungoogleables. And I want you all to keep this term in mind whenever you are going to any psychic or any medium, especially mediums though, okay? You want to think about, is this medium giving me ungoogleable information? Is everything that this medium pulling up googleable? Because a lot of the fake mediums will start with things like, I'm getting a grandfather figure, like something very generic like that. Or if they flat out Googled you, they will start off usually with the name of the person that's crossed over. I'm getting a Gary. Seems like he passed away on June 19th of 2020, or like something like that. Something like that specific or that generalized is like, I don't want to say it's not normally like what a psychic medium does, because like psychic mediums do start off with like very generic information sometimes, you know, just to sort of establish, okay, who are we talking to here, right? Like, some of them will get a name, but names are pretty rare, because once you go over to the other side, like, the name is kind of irrelevant. Like, you just become the soul, right? Like, you just are the soul, and that's who you are. You're the dad, you're, you know, the son, you're whoever that you were on the planet. You just sort of become that person. And so it's very important to be thinking about, is this psychic or is this medium pulling up ungoogleable information? So I always tell people, like, give them a little bit to get into it, you know, but some psychics, some mediums, especially if they're really, really good, won't even need a little bit to get into it. Like, they will just go right into it and, yeah, be all for it. So some ungoogleable information would be like, what, like, something that maybe you just did, like, a day ago that you didn't tell anybody about, that, like, maybe you told your mom about it, right? But your mom didn't talk to the medium or whatever. And the medium pulls it up because people have crossed over, are still watching and are still with you. You know, they're still present with you. They're still here with you. And so they'll see these things that you're doing. Like, Rob Kardashian's wife. Oh my God. Why am I forgetting her name? Kris. There we go. Kris Kardashian. Is that right? Kris Jenner? I don't know. Kris Jenner. Anyways, she was like going to pick out curtains like for their house, and Tyler Henry, another one of my favorite, my personal favorite and a true medium, he pulled up that she was picking out curtains, and Rob, who had passed over, who had crossed over, had said, "Oh, I like the curtains that you picked out." And she was like, "What the hell? Like, I literally just changed those like a week ago and nobody knew about this. Like, maybe my daughters who were in the house, but like, we haven't had any camera crews in here since then. We haven't had any like press in here since then." She's like, "There's no way that you would have known something like that." And that's what they like to pull up, you know? So it's very, very, very specific details. It should be specific details, and it should be something that pertains to you. That being said, the medium is just like the speakerphone. The medium is just like the receptionist, right? Like, the medium doesn't understand the meanings, the personal meanings behind the information that she, he, or they is pulling up. They just know that they're pulling it up, right? So it is the person that sort of has to connect that heart line and make that connection. But the medium is the one to sort of say specific things like, "Oh, I like the curtains you picked out," or like, you know, like kind of stuff like that. Like, that's what I think about ungoogleable information. The other thing too that I see very frequently with like Teresa Cabuto, you know, like the Long Island medium, another one, Dickwich approved. I love Teresa. Another one that I see is like, she will be like, oh my God, like I'm picturing like this beautiful, beautiful like necklace or something like that. Or this one, oh my God, this one episode, she's like, "I don't know why, but I am not allowed to see you right now." I can't do a Long Island accent. I'm trying. She's like, "I don't know why, but I am not allowed to see you. Can you come down slowly?" It's something about, she says, like, she's like, "I'm seeing like a brooch," or like, "You're maybe wearing a brooch," and the guy's like on the other side of the wall, and he's like, "You are kidding me right now." He's like, and then he walks down the stairs, and sure enough, he is wearing his mother's brooch. And it's almost like the mom was wanting to test her to see how accurate she was before she even walked in there and before she even saw him, so that way she could make sure that, like, "Okay, yeah, my son's really actually going to a good person here today," or like, "I'm just going to be wasting my time," you know, because they can't hear me. I'm talking to basically a dead phone on the other end. But yeah, that's why I say that the medium is basically like the speakerphone. Like, we don't know the connotation, the meaning behind the things that we know. We just know that it has some sort of meaning to the person. And even if sometimes it doesn't mean something right now, it will usually happen in the future that it makes sense to them, or that they'll see something like that. Like, yeah, like I like to think of, sometimes I pull up like signs for people and I say, "Look out for this." Okay. I mean, you don't have to look out for it, but when you see it, know that that's a loved one, right? Like, one of my signs for my crossover loved one is a lighthouse. And so whenever I see a lighthouse, I always say, "Thank you. I love you. I'm thinking of you too." And yeah, like I just talk, like, because they're there. They sent you that sign to basically be like, "Hey, I'm here. Don't you want to talk to me? Or like, do you want to work something out? Or we can do this." Or it's even sometimes just, "I'm here. I'm supporting you. I love you. I'm just sending this your way because you hear me. And I love that you hear me." So yeah, that's something to think about, is that beautiful, beautiful, ungoogleable information, stuff that you cannot Google about you. Also stuff that's not very generic. Yeah, there's even shows out there today that feature quote unquote mediums that are just completely inaccurate. Like, the most inaccurate, the most staged that I've ever seen. But people don't know that. And so then people will go to those mediums. They'll spend copious amounts of money thinking that they're going to hear from their loved ones. And they end up, you know, basically not feeling complete after that. When you leave a medium reading, you should feel complete. You should feel like uplifted, even just like, a lot of the time I like to think of it as like, you can breathe, you can take a breath, you know, because a lot of us hold our breath after somebody that we love, especially love so deeply, crosses over. A lot of us hold our breath. And then going to see that medium is like, oh, okay, I can breathe again. I can do this again. I can start to live and love again. So something to definitely keep in mind. The other way, and this is just something sneaky that I'm going to share with you guys, to test your mediums in the future is actually to establish something before you even go in. Talk to your loved ones. They're already listening to you. They already hear you all the time. They already talk back to you. Like if you ever think of something and then you think of somebody that's crossed over, that is that person. They're trying to talk to you. They're trying to explain something to you. And like maybe you're like, say you like your father's crossed over and he used to help you like build birdhouses all the time. And you're like, oh shit, like where do I put the screw? Where do I put the screw? And then all of a sudden you hear, like, put it on the bottom on that piece of wood, you know? And like, you're like, should I? Yes. And then it's like, okay, yeah, okay. You know, it's not usually like that loud, obviously, but then you'll think of your father is crossed over and that was most likely him telling you and instructing you, this is how to build the birdhouse, okay? Listen to me. I've done this before. I know what I'm doing. Yeah, and they always channel in times of like whenever you're doing something that they also enjoy, they'll be right there. Like my great grandma loves to like kick it out there with me and like watch shows whenever I'm having a fire or whenever I'm sewing or whenever I'm having family come over. I'm always like, hey, great grandma, like help me. Like, what do I do? And then like she'll come in and she'll just basically like get me into my flow, right? Tell me this is what I'm working on. And then when I finish that, she'll tell me what I need to work on next. And when I finish that, you know, she'll just kind of keep me in check. That's why I love like talking to her because she used to host the family over to her house all the time, like all of us over there. So yeah, so I just always channel her spirit whenever I'm in one of those states, not only to like welcome her into the space and say, hey, come on in, you know, but then also to, yeah, just to like get her advice and her help because she's very, very helpful. So yeah, before you even go into a medium, you can establish a sign. You can talk to your loved one. They always say project your thoughts. So make your thought really, really loud. Think it multiple times and make it loud. And then, you know, they'll hear you. Otherwise, you can just speak right out loud to them too. You know, if you're home alone, who cares? Nobody's going to see you. You know, like honestly, who cares? Just talk to them as if they're already there. And especially if you're going to a medium, establish that sign before you even go. Okay. So for example, this one guy, he goes around basically testing mediums himself. He loves hearing from his dad that way. You know, when he does get an accurate one, he loves hearing from his dad that way. But he mostly does it to sort of like establish the true from the fakes of the world. And what he has seen is that like, so whenever he goes into a reading, like before he even goes, for example, this one that he did, he was like, talk about my hair. Say something about my hair, you know, say anything about my hair. Just talk about my hair when I go to this medium and I'll know it's really you. And I will know for a fact that this medium is legit. Okay. So, when he went to this one, he was like, after he was done, he was like, well, a lot of that information, this person could have easily Googled. Not just that, but they didn't say anything about my hair. And that was my one thing that I told my dad to talk about. And even though they talked all about these details about my dad and the date that he died and what he did in his lifetime and, you know, just kind of things that you could read off of an obituary, it's like they didn't talk about the specific thing that I was literally just having a conversation with my dad about, you know? Versus when he actually ended up going to Laurelyn Jackson, again, fave medium, I love her. Laurelyn Jackson said, your dad is wanting me to mention your hair. And I don't know why, but your dad is really wanting me to talk about your hair today. And he's like, yes, thank you, dad. Yes, thank you. Because that to him, even though it's something so simplistic, you know, a medium who's fraudulent, who's fake, is not going to say something like that. Because, you know, and some mediums might miss it. You know, there's a very small chance that they might miss something like that. But a lot of the time they wouldn't miss it. Like they'll bring stuff back up again. Like if I miss out on something and I forget about something, they'll bring it back up again to me to make sure that I say it. And then when I say it, I'm like, okay, I'm glad I did, because they're kind of driving me nuts about it. So yeah, like for a lot of us real mediums out here, like, unless if we say that thing, it will just sit in our brain, you know? Unless if you're Alison Dubois, another Dickwitch approved medium, cha-ching, I love her. Unless if you're Alison Dubois and you can cut, you know, the lines and send them back with people, very clear. I love her. Can I just say, I love her. She literally is like the Aubrey Plaza of mediums. I don't know if I already talked about this in the first episode. I know I talked about her briefly, but I'll talk about her a little bit more because she definitely aligns with this topic today. And she is totally, totally legit. I love her, but she is such an Aubrey Plaza. Like she just has like that, not even like semi monotone voice, but like, just like a very like, I don't even want to say harsh tone, but it's just like a mysterious tone. There we go. That's it. It's like that sort of mysterious tone where it's like, you don't know. It's kind of dry. Yeah, that too. Like she has a very dry, very cut to the point, very logical way about her readings. Like all of her readings are very factual and it makes a lot of sense because she actually got her start into mediumship. She was going in to be like a criminal investigator or something like that. And she was put on a case and she ended up touching one of the objects and basically getting a lot of information about it. So she wrote a letter to like a police station, and then the police station got this letter and they were like, oh my God, how did you know this? Like, this is information that hasn't even been released to the public. Again, Googleable. It's completely ungoogleable. And so then they immediately brought her in on the case. And then she started being called into case after case after case and helping detectives solve crime from her mediumistic abilities, because she's able to connect to people who've crossed over. So she'd be able to talk to the people who were the victim of the crime and then basically pull them through and get all the evidence, or, you know, psychically tap into like maybe some of the dog's energy and try to see like what the dog sort of saw that day. Because there are psychics out there that are animal psychics. You know, you think of like the dog whisperer, Caesar Milan. Like he's a psychic. He speaks to animals, you know, or he calms them down with his energy. Same thing. It's all energy. But Alison Dubois ended up being so accurate that she was like, how did this work? She actually ended up inspiring the show Psychic. The entire show Psychic was based off of her and her life, because it was so fascinating. But I believe, like, I don't know if I'm recounting this entirely correctly, but this is how I understand it, right? She was one of the psychics out of, like, I don't even know, probably like 100 and something of them to apply to basically like kind of inspire the show. And she had to go through so much rigorous testing, especially when it came to like, you know, mediumship. And she was studied in labs. She was tested. She was interviewed by everybody, including the executive producer of the entire show. Like she had to give him a reading. And then I believe like the producer of like the entire network, she ended up having to give him a reading just to make sure that like everything was accurate. Everything was aligned. And then when she did all of that, they finally were like, okay, yeah, you're legit. Obviously, you're legit. Something is going on here. And again, completely ungoogleable information that she's pulling up. You guys should watch one of her readings. You can binge them all on YouTube. She has them all over YouTube. And it is so fascinating. Again, she's very dry. She's very cut to the point, but she's so factual. Like everything that she says is like gospel. Like you just know. it's legit because of the way that she says it. Like, she's just so blunt. And like, I know that this is for a fact. And like, even if somebody in the audience is like, no, she'll be like, are you sure? And then they'll be like, wait a second, actually, you know, and then they'll think about it a little bit more and they'll be like, oh my God, yes. Yeah, that did actually happen. I just totally forgot about it. And that's the other thing too. It's like, even people will like forget, but if you become like a good enough medium, then it's like, you know, you can kind of be like, hey, I know I'm legit. I know what I'm talking about. Think about this a little bit more and get back to me about it. Because I'm just telling you what they're telling me, okay? Nothing in between. Overall, this is the episode of Dirty Talk, episode 3. Thank you to everybody for joining today. If you want to join a community of like-minded, baddie, icon, amazing stars... okay, they are glamorous stars. You can hop over to our Discord. Links will be wherever you are listening. On YouTube especially, make sure that you guys are liking, subscribing, commenting, as it really does help push the video in the algorithm. But that is all for today. I love you all so much, and I pray that you have a beautiful rest of your day. Until next time, this is Dirty Talk, and I'm the Dick Witch. Bye-bye.